Check one, two, check one, two, check one, two, check one, two. What's up, everybody? How are you? Happy Easter for those of you that celebrate that. If you don't, that's your choice. Hopefully everybody's wading through the waters of the Corona conundrum. Wishing you safety and success and all that. So as I was doing my morning run, I was enlightened. It came to me that there is there's some positives about what we're dealing with in regards to Corona. And staying positive is very powerful. And the most outstanding part of this whole Corona scare that we're all faced with is the fact that it connects so many people, and it connects so many people everywhere. And I may end up talking about it on a later later post or episode, but the fact that we're all connected as we deal with this is a really cool thing, and it's my wish and hope and prayer that everyone positively takes advantage of that, because I feel like it's an extremely powerful lesson, and it could truly elevate our planet. And who knows, if there is such a thing as Mother Nature, maybe she's trying to teach us that lesson right now. But anyway, so I decided for this session I was going to give you guys some information about Corona, because there's a lot of there's facts out there, but I feel like there's an overwhelming amount of just kind of opinions that they explode for the purpose of media buzz, for the sake of selling products, which does stimulate the economy. So I'm not saying that that's 100% bad, but at the end of the day, it's important that we be well educated about whatever it is that we're having an issue with, because I honestly feel like that is the key to unlocking whatever success we can obtain from this. And so what I was going to do is I was going to very quickly as possible, give you some information so that you're aware of what's going on. And so without wasting too much more time, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. So background, on December 31st, 2019, WHO, WHO, and that's an acronym, was alerted to several cases of pneumonia in Wuhan City, Hubei province of China. The virus did not match any other known virus. January 7th, 2020, Chinese authorities confirmed that they had identified a new virus. The new virus is a coronavirus, which is a family of viruses that include the common cold and viruses such as SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. This new virus was temporarily called 2019 nCoV. February 28, 2020, WHO stated its risk assessment worldwide for the coronavirus was now very high. March 11th, 2020, the spread of the coronavirus was declared a pandemic by WHO, or the World Health Organization. Coronaviruses are zoonotic, meaning they are transmitted between animals and people. Several known coronaviruses are circulating in animals that have not infected humans. So I want to read that again. Several known coronaviruses are circulating in animals that have not yet infected humans. Okay. I'm gonna make sure I get that right. This new strain of coronavirus has been officially referred to as the novel coronavirus, or 2019 nCoV to the second power. I'm going to read that again. This new strain of coronavirus has been officially referred to as the novel coronavirus 2019 nCoV to the second power. WHO has been working with global experts from the day they were informed to learn more about the virus, how it affects the people who are sick with it, how they can be treated, and what countries can do to respond. So I'm going to go a little further and then I'm going to stop for now. So coronavirus background and symptoms. Signs and symptoms of coronaviruses, and this is just a general overview. Common human coronaviruses usually cause mild to moderate upper respiratory tract illnesses, like the common cold. Most people get infected with these viruses at some point in their lives. These illnesses usually only last for a short amount of time. The symptoms may include runny nose, headache, cough, sore throat, fever, general feeling of being unwell, which in a lot of ways it feels and looks like and very likely is the flu. Human coronaviruses can sometimes cause lower respiratory tract illnesses, such as pneumonia or bronchitis. This is more common in people with cardiopulmonary disease, people with weakened immune systems, infants, and older adults. I'm going to stop there for now, but there's a lot more information that I want to put out about this. And I want you to understand that the reason why I'm doing that is because I'm starting to understand from the people that I've been blessed to be able to interact with, who are corona free, as far as I know. There's just a lot of fear that is being pumped into society. And, there are pros and cons to it. Unfortunately, I want people to not fall into the con side of it to the point to where we start to assimilate a reality around fiction versus fact. So, once again, I just went over how we start, how the virus, got its start, in regards to, it being a pandemic, something that's affecting everybody on the planet, and what the signs and symptoms of coronavirus are. The next time I talk to you, as long as I'm feeling compelled, I'll go a little deeper. And once again, this is information that I'm getting that I'm sharing with you. So I don't want you to think I'm just giving you some information, that I'm not taking in myself. As of right now, there are a lot of things that you can be doing to prevent the spread. And you've very likely been told those things. And there are a few things that I feel like I understand and that I also do that also could prevent it that I'm not hearing a lot about. And so I'll definitely be talking about that in my next post. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy your day. Enjoy the time that you're spending with your family or whoever you're quarantined with. And I hope and wish that it is happy, fun, generous, just really good times because despite the dark corners of what we're experiencing, there's a lot of positive things that we could be partaking in. And my hope and wish is that everyone is joining and experiencing that. Continue to hit me up on social media. It's AZREL AZITGETZ. That's at Instagram, that's at Snapchat, that's at Twitter. And I also have a Tumblr page that's more of the creative part of what I do. Shout out to I can't remember what her name is, but she liked my Billie Eilish post, and I had fun doing that because I think she's a treasure of an artist, and it was a pleasure expanding on her. So thanks for that like. I really appreciate it. I'll make a new post soon. I'm just so busy with a lot. And I am going to be getting my home site back to the point to where it's assimilating and working in the manner that I organically intended it to. Take care of yourselves, guys. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourself. Peace.